We're going to, as Hashem, give some eitzas, divrei chizuk, to mechazek ourselves in kamen yonim, because we know that we live in, the news tells us that it's a very hard times. And ruchnis, and gashmis, ruchnis, the person, every person can see from himself how shvei it is, and ruchnis, and in gashmis also we hear how many things are failing. And it could be a person, we all need chizuk, we always need chizuk, especially in hard times. So Bez Hashem together, we've been as chazik, and Torah, and mitzvahs, simchas achayim, all the midas toivas, all good to zachen. So Noidika Maiso took place in a DP camp right after the war in Fernwald. It was a place where, as anybody knows, who can imagine what it was like after the war, many young children, teenagers, young adults, who lost everything they had. They lost their mothers and their fathers and their brothers and sisters and all their, and parents lost their children. People lost every single family they ever had, and people lost everything they ever knew. The towns were destroyed. They had nothing left, klalu klal. And people were broken. People had broken bodies. People had broken spirits. It was a nerdika shvera time for everybody. And Baruch Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shem Santos, G'dayli Oilam, of that door who survived, and was able to revive all the broken hearts from Yidden from that time. One of those grace of Yidden was Heilige Kloizenberger Rebbe. And he went to Fernwald, was one of the camps in Germany after the war, and he started a kosher kitchen, he started whatever he could do to mechazik Yidden, whatever he could do to bring people back to Torah and mitzvahs. And there's nerdika meisim. He was Mavish HaMalach Elokim, HaMalach Elokim, I didn't know him, but if you hear the Maisim and you read the books, it's Mavish Oim V'Neiro, his avodah that he did. And all the children came, the children, the Balabatim, people who looked for him as their whole source of life, their whole source of chizik, their whole source of any remembrance of what once was. And they said, it was coming around Yom Noiraim, Roshani Yom Kippur. And they went to the Rebbe and said, Rabbi, please give us a drasha of Yom Kippur. Tomorrow, Ma'ira said, do tshuva. Rabbi, please say words of chizuk, so we can take a go to Yom Kippur, or Shoni Yom Kippur, like we always did. At first the Rebbe wasn't interested, the Rebbe said, no, I can't, I don't have the koiches. The Rebbe lost his wife and his 11 children before the war. Also a broken man, but he never showed it ever, during the war, and not afterwards, not for the rest of his life. So they pushed him, Rabbi, please, tell us divrei chizuk, tell us divrei Torah, be ma'aris teshuva. And finally the Rebbe succumbed. And Erev Yom Kippur, he said a drosha. There was not obviously any dry eye in the audience. And people were shaken to the inner court. And he got up and he said, Dvarim Nefloim, he got up and he said, Rabbeisai, we just went through years and years of a war. Years and years of torture. We lost everything we had. We had no mind at the time to even understand what was going on. And now that we look back, we see the destruction of what occurred. It's Oyim V'Noira. And he said, what are we going to do on Yom Kippur? We're going to go before the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I'm going to try and say Vidui. But for what are we being misvadav for already? Oshamnu. Bogadnu, we rebelled. Who had any kaychis to rebel? We're starving people. We're walking dead people. We didn't have any food to eat. We had no energy. We rebelled. Bogadnu. Who rebelled? Who said such a thing? Who can say that in Vidui, Bogadnu, Gozalnu, we stole? Who had what to steal? We didn't own anything. We didn't own the clothes on us. We didn't have anything that we owned. Gozalnu, how could we even go to Rebbeinu Shel Olam and lie to him and say, Gozalnu, who stole? Who had anything to steal? Dibanu Daifi, we spoke Daifi, we spoke bad things. Who had the courage to speak? Who had the energy to speak? Who had any thought to speak? Who had any thought going through his mind at all those times? And he went further for all the vidu, and he said, no, it's not shaykhta, it's nothing doing, forget about it. We can't say vidu this year. And he said, there's only one thing, one avei that we did, one thing that we have to be misvada for. And the Rebbe said like this. Is that when we were there in the barracks, and we woke up in the morning from whatever little sleep that we had on a little board and our starving bodies, and we woke up and we saw the person next to us who wasn't alive anymore. We were jealous of him. We said, halavai, that could have been me. And we had tinnitus on the Rebbeinu Shel Olam that we had to wake up in this morning. And there couldn't be like the next to us who didn't wake up. That's the chait that we did, is that we lost hope. And we thought it was better to be dead than to be alive. And there's no such thing ever. Doesn't matter what situation a person finds himself in. It doesn't matter what sorrows he's going through. If a person can wake up in the morning and say, Moida Ani, a person walk through his life and believe in the Ribbono Shel Olam, it doesn't matter what it is, there's no such thing as wanting not to be alive anymore. And the fact that we're Mekana, the fact that we were jealous of a person who didn't wake up the next morning, that was the chait, and for that we have to misvada for. A Jew never loses hope. A Jew never says, in the moments of great despair, and the moments of darkness, he never says, it's too much for me and I don't want to do it anymore. There's no such thing by a Yid. A Yid always has hope, and a Yid always has to be mischazik. We can take it for us now. Avada, his situation was so much greater. We can take it for now that sometimes we also feel like we're in situations where we can't take it anymore. We have to take the words of the Hagen Kleisimagurev and tell ourselves there's no such thing as giving up hope, because the Ribbono Shel Olam is with us in every second of our lives and always pushing us and always helping us. We find the Dover Neira in Parash Vayetze. We find in Shantazak, we find that Yaakov Avinu, to build Klai Yisrael, to be Bainu Klai Yisrael, he had to first go to Golis. He had to go to Golis, to go and live by Lavan, to go to Choron. And Davka there, the situation of Golis, had to leave Eretz Yisrael, go down to Golis, go into exile, go into an area which is foreign to him, and specifically there, he could build Klai Yisrael. And the reason is behind that is because we find that specifically through tzaras, specifically through situations where it's difficult for us, specifically in situations of darkness, when it's shver, specifically then do we find that we could grow. And therefore, just like it is in every single yochid, every single person individually in his life has to try hard to be mischazik, has to try hard, and he daka grows specifically in difficult times. So the Gantz Klai Yisrael is also that way. Specifically in Choron, specifically leaving Eretz Yisrael, specifically leaving his comfort to go to a different place, there he has the ability to build Klai Yisrael. But another Nei Kazakh, the Zaya Kodesh, is medactic in the Pasik. The Pasik says when he first went, when Yaakov first was going to Choron, the pasuk says, "Vayivka b'mokay." Yaakov Avinu was leaving from Eretz Yisrael to Choron, and the pasuk says, "Vayivka b'mokay." Rashi explains the pasuk is mashed this way, that the mokay came to him. He was walking, and he ran into a place. That place was Eretz Yisrael. He ran not Eretz Yisrael. The place is the Mokim Hamikdash. The place where Beis Hamikdash was built. Vayivka b'mokay. Over there, he ran into the mokay. He was walking, and he ran into the mokay. Later on in the parasha, we find the Yivgu also another place. In Perek Lamed Beis, Halacha Beis, as we're back from Choron, it says, V'yakov holach ledarkoi, Yaakov left, and he left Choron, V'yivgu ledarkoi, and he went along his way, V'yivgu v'y malach elokim. And the malach elokim, the malachim, the angels, whatever, it doesn't really mean angels, but Malachi Elohim came to greet him. So find when he's going on to Choron, he ran into the Makom of Kedusha. He ran into a place of holiness. He was the one who went. Masha'en came on his way back, the youth go by Malachi Elohim, the Malachim came to him. He reached such a madrega that Kedusha ran after him. And this first, when he was there, before he went to all the troubles of Choron, all the tzaras from Lavan, all the avodah that he did there. So when he was going down, he wasn't on such a madrega. Since he wasn't on such a spiritual level, he ran into the place. He had to run after Kedusha. Mash'en Kain on his way back, which is not true on his way back, the Kedusha ran after him. He reached such noedik ha'asogis, such noedik ha'madregas, that when he was coming back, the Kedusha ran after him. Haint, we're holding in Kislev, from Echanika, also the same thing. It says in Sfarim HaKadoshim that the Lamed Vav Neiris, and Chanukah we light 630, if a person calculates, I went through the Cheshbon and it's true, that if a person counts all the Neiris, all the lights on Chanukah, comes out 36 lights. So Tzadikim tell us, Sfarim HaKadoshim say, that these 36 Neiris, these 36 Neiris that we light on Chanukah, is a remez, is a gili, is a revelation of the 36 hours that the Or HaGonos, when Hashem created the world, Rashi tells us, they revealed a Neidika revelation of Elokus, of godliness he revealed into the world. And that was only there, and then Hashem hid it away. Hashem hid it away and kept it for Tzadikim and Olam Haba. And says in Sforim that these 36 Neiris that we light is a remez, is those 36 hours, like it says in Chazal, for 36 hours, the Or HaGonos was here in Olam Haza before the Chet. So we see clearly on Chanukah we're zeichet. We're not zeichet to the whole year. We're zeichet. We merit on Chanukah to revelation of the greatest oiras, lights of godliness and revelations. Now, a person's not merit to the whole entire year, and the reason behind that is the poshet because the mesiras nefesh. The mesiras nefesh of Klai Yisrael time of Chanukah when the Yivonim came and said, we're being mevatel Torah, mevatel mitzvahs, mila, chodesh, everything else. They wanted to be mevatel, and Klai Yisrael stood up and said, I don't care what you come to tell me, I'm willing to give up my life. It's Torah or it's nothing. I either want Torah or I want to die. When a person has that madrega of mesiras nefesh, and he says, I will not give up, when darkness comes to me and wants to shut off all of Torah and all of avodah, I'm not going to give up, and says, afal pi kan, being meisen nefesh for Torah, a person has that madrega of his life, that level of being a person zoiche to the oireis, the noideke revelations of Olam Haba. The avodah, the gilui, the revelations of Torah, the revelations of Hashem Himself come specifically to a person when he comes through a tzara. He says, "Afal pi kein, I don't care if it's hard, I don't care if it's difficult, I don't care if I can ma'aser nefesh, if I need to ma'aser nefesh, I'll give it up all for Torah, I'll give up my whole life for Torah and the Ribbono Shel Olam." Davka then is a person merit the most highest hasogos, the highest revelations of Torah and the revelations of the Ribbono Shel Olam. We also find. We find that the chvivas of avodah, when a person is over the Ribbono Shel Olam in a situation of darkness, situation when it's difficult, a person has a noideke zchus. We find, for example, the Ketores. It says in... It's not a Zohar, but it quotes a Zohar. It says, in the Zohar Kodesh Parash Vayakel, it's Meirich to explain the Ketores. Right, the Ketores, the intent offering, they brought, we had spices, and they ground it up, and they put it on the fire, and it had a certain smell, and that avoda was a gvaldika avoda. It says in Zohar Kodesh, that a person says the Ketores every single day, a person offers up the Ketores to Hashem Yisbarach, it's mevatel, all the decrees, all the bad decrees against us get nullified completely, when a person takes his Ketores, and that's the Cheshivas, if a person is saying Ketores every single day, the importance of it is to say Ketores every day, because the Ketores have that ability to nullify all bad decrees against us. So Maral, in the Sivis Olam, I thought it was in the Siv HaYisurim, but I couldn't find it there, but it definitely says it somewhere, the Maral says in the Sivis Olam, he says like this, what's the pshat, the Ketores has the ability, such a mila, such an unbelievable quality, that has the ability to nullify all decrees. So Maral says, pshat is because the only way that it gives off its smell is through shchikas samaman. In order for the person knows b'slavim, when a person wants to smell b'slavim, you have to shake it first. When you shake it, they scratch amongst each other, and then it smells. The Ketores come, the smell comes specifically by means of grinding and crushing. By means of the crushing, the greatness comes out. So the Maharal said, that's a remez to all the Vedas Hashem. That's in times we're crushed, in times where it's difficult for us, in times we get shaken around, in times we're scratched and our layers come off, specifically then, we have the ability that it raises up a neidik reich nichayach, a beautiful smell, and that avoid at the times of darkness, that avoid at the times where it's difficult, that is brings a neidik reich nichayach, a beautiful whatever smell, whatever that means, that avoid we do at the times of darkness. That's a mild ketores, specifically through the crushing of it, then it gives forth its power. So to Yidden, by means of crushing, when we have the difficult times, and we feel like we're being crushed, specifically then our inner core comes out, and our beauty comes out, and that's what Hashem loves. The Rizal says the Dove Nifla. The Rizal says that there's four times to say Kriya Shema. One time we say Kriya Shema is by Korbanos. That's the first time we say Kriya Shema. Second time we say Kriya Shema is by Shacharis. The third Kriya Shema we say is at night. He doesn't count Kriya Shema Lamita for whatever reason. And the fourth Kriya Shema he counts is the Kriya Shema we say on Mosav on Shabbos in Kedushas Kesser or Kedushas Naritzach, whatever somebody says. So the Rizal says, the Rizal says, is the Kriya Shema we say by Kedusha on Mosav on Shabbos. So Shteina Rizal, that's what's Choshev Kriya Shema we say the entire year, is that the Kriya Shema on Mosav on Shabbos, that Kriya Shema is a mila quality much greater than anything else. So I saw a noideke pshat, a noideke beer from the Mashgiach of Moshe Wolfson, Shlito, said in Mamash Adav Nifla. He said that what's the source that we say Kriya Shema during Kedushas Kesser, during the Kedusha on Mosav, why do we say Kriya Shema? Person thinks it's still out of place, what are we doing already? So it says in the Gemara, I believe it was a Parsim, but I could be making a mistake. The Goyim who were ruling at the time, they made a decree that there's no more saying Kriya Shema Shacharis. And they'd have a guard who would stand up and he would say, look at everybody, how everybody's holding, what they're doing. And they would, if anybody said Kriya Shema, they would kill them. So what the Chazal did is they said, okay, so we can't say Kriya Shema, it's Konstafoshes, we can't say Kriya Shema during Shacharis anymore. So instead, they said, listen, at least what we could do is say Kriya Shema by Musaf. Can't say by Shacharis, so say by Musaf. But the Kriya Shema by Musaf is, you can't be a Yetzir Kriya Shema. It was already too late, it says. There could be Yetzir Kriya Shema even, it was too late already. But the Rotzayin that they had, the desire that they had to say, if we can't say Kriya Shema, we're going to do whatever we can possibly do. If we can't say Kriya Shema at the time, because there's Gzeiros on us, there's decrees that are going to kill us, and off of Pekin, we're going to do whatever we can possibly do. And that Rotzayin, that willingness, that desire, that Ishtaikikis, that longing to do what we can do, even in a situation we can't do everything Chatchila, but if we try to do whatever we can possibly do, that is a Maila Yoina, there's a Neidika quality, the Rebbein Shem Chatz Hanoch from it, and that's why the Arizal says that that is a Maila. That Kriya Shema is more chashuv than the other Kriya Shema of the whole entire year, because that Kriya Shema is a Kriya Shema that comes from Mesiras Nefesh. Comes in a time when I can't do what I want to do, and I can't serve Hashem like I want to serve Hashem. But for Pekin, I'm going to do whatever I can possibly do. That Madrega is Neidik to Rebbein Yisrael, and he chats Hashanah from it. That's the most chashuv of Kriya Shema, the best Kriya Shema we have the whole entire year. The Shaila is so good, so we know that dafka through the tzara, through difficult times, we have the ability to shtag and to grow like we can't an entire year. And we know the chshivas, the avodah that we do at the times of chayshech, the avodah service of Hashem we do at the times where it's difficult, has a tremendous quality more than anything else the whole year. Shaila, so what do we do? Lamais, what are you supposed to do at these difficult times? When a person feels like he's going to give up, a person feels like it's too hard for him, how do we strengthen ourselves? So the Baal Shem Tov said on the Pasuk Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. It says in the Pasuk Hashem Tzilcha, Hashem is your shadow. So what does it mean, Hashem is your shadow? Hashem Tzilcha. So Baal Shem HaKadosh said that it means Hashem operates the way we operate. Just like a shadow, a person moves, the shadow moves with him. Shadow mimics completely what the person is doing, so too Hashem is our shadow. That means the way that we act, the way that we treat others, so too Hashem treats us. And that's how we can shtag and grow and bring the chesed from Hashem down to us. Specifically, if you're thinking about others, as one time heard from Tzvi Meir Zilverberg, a Neidik Ish Kodesh in Eretz Yisrael. And he always would say that if a person would stop to think for a second, how many times a person has on the other person? A person comes to a room and if we're sensitive, we would realize it, but we're not so sensitive. We'd realize that sometimes we think, you know, Pliny, he has this problem. Pliny, the other one, has this problem. This one has this problem. This one, like, because of this. This one did this to me. This one doesn't do nice things to us. Whatever it is, we've filled in our hearts with such negativity towards others. The natural tendency of a person is to be negative. Only through Avodah, a person working at himself and change the way he thinks and change the way that he feels, he can flip that all around and change himself around and want the good for others. Menachem Breslov said that if a person, when a person dans a chavschus, a person looks at another person and he says, you know what, this person, he did kach v'kach aveira, he did a certain thing that I didn't think was appropriate, but he did it for a different reason, did it because whatever, he was forced to, or another person did a different action, he says he did it for a different reason, and a person always looks at a person and says he's doing gevaldik, looks at every yid and says, oh, this yid is a yid, he's kodesh, this yid is gevaldik, this has midos tovos, this one is a nerdik about chesed, this one davens gevaldik, this one baruch Hashem sits and learns with his children, whatever a person has in his life, a person always looks at the good point, he brings from Shemayim and Din. A neidika din toif. Person could be mahapach. Even a person's own din. We look at somebody else and he says, this person that people think is not so good, I'm telling you, he's gevaldik and he's a very good person. And he's neidika and he's toifis and he's kodesh and he has such a good will towards others. Or whatever possible thing a person could come up with, person says, each person that he looks around, he says, is good. So that causes in Shemayim that Shemayim also looks at us as good. Shem also says, you know what, even though Klai Yisrael does wrong things, but since they done each other the chavschus, and they say each person can be good, then Hashem Yisrael himself looks at us as good. Hashem Yisrael himself takes away the din from us. I heard from Rav Shor Shlita, one time he said, the Shir Aliyam, he say, Yechlei Mei Kakash. He say like this. And something here. You claim a cash. I mean, if anybody finds it before I do it, tell me. Oh, there you go. Says like this. With the great grandeur, you destroy your enemies. You send forth your anger, your chleimai, and you eat them, you destroy them, kakash, like straw. So Rabbam Shoah, I think he was quoting Vitali Ravshitza, I think from Zohar Kodesh, he said like this, kash is Rashi Tevis for kinna and sinna. Kinna means jealousy, sin means hatred, that a person thinks in this world, when there's an anger from Hashem, when Hashem's angry at what we do, the only time that charoin, that anger, is able to destroy is yechleimai. When does that anger come into this world? Kakash. Specifically when we have kinna and sinna. When we have hatred of other people and we're jealous of other people, that is when the anger of Hashem, the din rach hasashon, the gzeira rofim Hashem from Shemaim, come upon us, is specifically when we have kino and sinno. Another time, Azar Tzvimar said, a person, we're so obsessed with looking at other people, this person has more money than me, we're so jealous of people, this person has more cover than me, this person writes books and he's so famous, and this person does this, this person's famous because of this, and we're so jealous of everybody else. If we stop for a second and thought, the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, and I have my avodah, and Pliny has his avodah. So Nodik HaMaisa from Rishon Salanter, from Nafsali Amsterdam, went to him. I heard this Maisa from Rishon Volva, that's all, when he was obviously still alive, and he was in the mirror. He said like this. He said that, I didn't see it in the Sefer, I mean, I heard it from him himself. He said like this. He said that Nafsali Amsterdam went to Rishon Salanter and he told him like this. He told him, Rabbi, as you know, Rishon Salanter, the head of the Muslim movement, was, I mean, we don't have the words to describe, his Madrega of Kedusha, his Madrega of Torah. And Rav Amsterdam told him, listen, Rebbe, fire the heart of the Yisrael B'Sharash HaAvoida. Fire the heart of someone like the Yisrael B'Sharash HaAvoida, who is a Heilig Yid. Person with a heart that he longing for the Ribbono Shel Olam, longing for Hashem, longing for Dveikus B'Hashem his whole life. Then, that would be good. If I had the mind of the Shagas Aryeh, if it's such a genius like the Shagas Aryeh was, I knew Kol HaTorah Kul like he did, oh, then I would be good. If Rebbe, if I had your midos, if I had your character traits, if I reached through my dragons of midos, toivos, of ben olam lechaveroi, of Torah, of tefillah, then I would be good. So Bishol told him like this, you have the whole thing wrong, of Naphtali. You with your mind, whatever you can accomplish, you with your heart, whatever heart you have, and you with your midos, you be an ambassador of Hashem. You go serve Hashem. You don't have to be the Shagas Aryeh, you don't have to be the Servus Shor Shavaita, you don't have to be me, you have to be you. And if you, every person, whatever his kaychis are, every person according to his ability has to realize that he looks at somebody else to judge how he's holding, looks at somebody else to see where I should be in my life. That's not a Yiddish idea. Every person is a yochid, every person has his qualities, every person has his ability to grow. A person should look at somebody else and say, oh, he's so much smarter than me, I'm jealous of him. Oh, he has so much more money than me, I'm jealous of him. He's so much of a better person than me, oh, I'm jealous of him. And it causes kinna, causes sinna. And a person who has jealousy and hatred of others, he brings din in this world, chas v'sholei. There's a famous ma'aseh of the Rebbe of Zisha, that he said, I'm not afraid that when I go to Shemayim, they're going to ask me, why weren't you Ma'aseh Rabbeinu? Why weren't you as good as Ma'aseh Rabbeinu? He's going to say, I'm not Ma'aseh Rabbeinu. And they're going to say, why weren't you as good as your brother, Rebbe Elimelech? Rebbe Elimelech, why aren't you as good as him? And I'll tell him, I'm not Rebbe Elimelech, that's not who I am. There's one question I'm afraid of, they're going to ask me in Shemayim, and then I'm not going to know what they're going to say, I'm not going to know what to answer. When the Rebbe says, Zisha, why weren't you Zisha? Why weren't you where you could be? You could have been so great, you could have been so much greater than you were. Where were you? Why weren't you you? That I'm not going to have an answer for. We're asked to be us. Kinna means a person doesn't realize his own qualities. Kinna means a person doesn't understand how great himself is, what his purpose in Avodas Hashem is. A person realizes every person's a yochid. Every person has his qualities that he has to acquire. If a person will realize that, then kinna would disappear, sin would disappear, and we would be able to be zeichet taket to noidig a chesed from Shamayim. It says in the Sfad, in the Siddur Nusach Sfad, it's noidig a tefillah from the Noam Eli Melech, And amongst the tefillah of all the bakashas we make from the Ribbono Shel Olam before we daven, we say in this lashon, in this language, we say like this: the same Bilibeinu Shenira Kol Echad Ma'ilos Chaverenu V'Leiches Reino. We daven to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, please give us the ability to see the Ma'ilos, put in our hearts the ability to see the goodness of a Chaveru, to always see the goodness and not what they're lacking, not their chesroinus, not what they're doing wrong, but only what they're doing right. They say that. The Baal Shem Tov used to say that when a person sees chesroinus in another, a person sees something lacking in another person, it's really just a simen min hashamayim that he has that problem himself. Person looks at somebody and says, hey, this person is way too involved in whatever, I don't know, whatever things a person could be involved in. Really, that's a simen that he has that inside of himself also. Hashem gives us a sign from Shemayim, Hashem sends us, so we should know what's wrong with us. But we see wrong in another person, that means we have that thing wrong with us. Everything is bashgacha pratis, always telling us how to improve. If a person says, Ploini has a bad midah, he has to know he has that midah, and Hashem's sending us a message we should perfect ourselves. We have to get rid of sinna and kinna. This whole world is nothing but is nothingness. The whole world is just going to disappear. The only thing that matters is netzach nitzochim. The only thing that matters is olam haba. The only thing that matters is how much nachas ruach we give to the Ribbono Shel Olam. And therefore, every single person himself can only measure that for himself, and not totally on somebody else. So one of the Nerdike, one of the Eitzas, another one Eitzas, Benem L'Chaveiroi. If there's so Makbid, it says in Shlach Kodesh, I saw from the Sanzer Rebbe Shlita, but from the Shlach Kodesh, he says, the Shlach Kodesh says, that Machlaikis Achas, one Machlaikis, one argument that we have, one petty argument that one might have with somebody else, Deiche Panosa Isharbe, pushes away much Panosa. Person, one Machlaik, somebody else, pushes away Panosa. The Sanzer Rebbe brought somebody else who said that if a person, Hashem is there ready to give us. Hashem's ready to give us kol tuv. Hashem's ready to give us all the panos that we need. Hashem's ready to give us everything that we need. If we just don't push it away with our own hands. A person makes machlokesim, a person makes arguments, petty arguments with people, even if they're not so petty. The one machlokes is able to destroy the panos of a human being. It's able to take all the brachos that are ready to come to us from Hashemayim and say, take them and throw them in the garbage. We do it by ourselves. If we just were able to get over our own issues that we have, our own kinna, our own anger that we have towards others, our own jealousy that we have towards others, any hatred we have towards others, if we just get rid of that, we have no idea chesed from Shemayim. Another Eitzah is this Kash Tzadikim. Baruch Hashem, in every single day, Hashem sends us G'day L'Eilom, Hashem sends us Tamidei Chachomim, Hashem sends us Mori Derech, Hashem sends us people who can mechazek us in Torah, mechazek us in difficult times. I heard from a friend of mine who was learning in Yeshiva in Yerushalayim for many years, and he knew a certain Yid, lived an old man from Yerushalayim, not from Yerushalayim, lived in Yerushalayim, but he lived and he was a Talmud of a Benzin Babavar back in Europe. And he asked a Benzin, he asked him, Rabbi, a war is coming. How am I going to survive? How am I going to strengthen myself in the difficult times? And to do in Baba Beva Nerdika Karibain. The Baba Karibain is now Shoim Benayir, and he was Zechit here. The Baba Karibain. The Nigan is a half of the Kanigan. And the Rebbe told him, remember when we used to come by Tish? We used to come and sing Karibain together. He said, yeah, he said, any of the difficult times, sing the Karibain and think of me. And you'll be okay. I mean that we think of tzaddikim, think of people who held us, who led us in our ways. It says in Svarim that the whole shresh of chiyus, the whole life force that we have in this world comes from G'day L'Olam, comes from the big Rosh Yeshiva, comes from the big tzaddikim, comes from G'day L'Olam. That's the whole chiyus. The whole chiyus, the chibur, the connection that we have to the higher worlds comes from the G'day L'Olam, and from them comes all the chiyus into this world, and therefore in a situation where a person needs chiyus, depression is good for that. A person has atzfus, a person is upset in his life, a person who has depression, a person has no chiyus. A person like a dead person, it's hard to get up and move when a person is depressed. It's hard to get out of bed when a person is depressed. He needs more chiyus. And the way a person gets chiyus in this world is to going to G'day L'Olam. Going to tzaddikim and asking for eitzos, asking for brachos, asking to be mechazik, because through them comes all the chiyus, comes all the life force, comes through them, and therefore through our connection to Tamidei Chachamim, our connection to tzaddikim, specifically then we can gain for ourselves all the chiyus that we need. Another issue, people lose simcha. Simcha is the life force of a person. A person has to be happy, and there's so much to be happy about in this world. The Baal Shem Tov says on the Pasuk, Yismach Leiv Mevakshei Hashem, and Mevakish Hashem should be happy. Happy should be the hearts of those who seek out Hashem. So Malbim says, I looked up, I couldn't find it, but I saw this Malbim one time. The Malbim says like this, because anytime a person looks for something, a person wants a new car, a person wants a new house, a person wants whatever it is a person wants, yeah, he might get it, he might not get it. So in the Bakasha itself, when a person is looking, it's impossible to be happy. The person is a Mavakish Hashem, a person is looking for the Ribbono Shel Olam, he can be happy because he's guaranteed to be successful. A person says, Yismach Leiv Mavakshei Hashem, the Leiv, the heart of a Mavakish Hashem could be besimcha, even in the Bakasha, even when he's looking for the Ribbono Shel Olam, he can be happy because he's guaranteed to be successful. That's what the Malbim says. So sometimes we look at ourselves and we say, what can I be? I knew a Maisa, person lives here and I couldn't believe it. I said to a certain person, why don't you come to the Kailo? Why don't you come learn Torah? It's gevaldik, it's a good chevra, it's choshri in your life. There's Kailo, come learn with us. The person told me like this. He said, what do you want from me? I'm such a piece of garbage. What do you want from me already? I didn't know what to say. I couldn't believe it. A piece of garbage. You're a brief from the Ribbono Shel Olam. You're a person who was trained from the Ribbono Shel Olam. Nish neshama, a Yiddish neshama, a neshama gvoyat moi chokuk. Next time the text, kisei ha-kovit, a Yiddish neshama is a piece of garbage. You're a piece of garbage? I said, what are you talking? You have such kaiches. Person has mamish at Salam Elokim. Person has a chelik elokam in Mal Mamish. Person tells me it's a piece of garbage. He doesn't want to come. I said, you out of your mind? A piece of garbage? If you only knew what you were. If you only knew what you could become. If you only knew what are you doing with your life? It's such foolishness. If you just knew if you could come to learn Torah. Come to daven. Do something with yourself. You're not a piece of garbage. Chas Hashem didn't even say such a thing. A Yiddish Neshama is not a piece of garbage. It's cool like Kodesh Vita. It's a horrible, horrible thing, Bizman Hazeh. And it causes that people think that they're nobodies. People think they can't accomplish. People think that they can't do it. And it's horrible. It's such a hashchosa. It leads to the most horrible things in the world. This idea, this atzus, this depression of thinking, I can't improve myself. I'm so far low. I'm a piece of garbage already. And forget about it. No, everybody has only kaychis to improve themselves. Every single person can grow. Every single person has shaychis to Torah. Every person learns whatever a person can possibly learn. It's the art of Hashem inside of him to awaken a person to tshuva shleima. A friend of mine, my old second Seder Chavrusa, Yitzi Hertzberg, a guy, very choshev abach, a young man, he told me he wrote up Psa Kuntres by his chasana, and he put it out. And in there he says, a nerdic avot. It says that Yisrael Shabbana Bekirba, Yaakov and Esau were fighting within in the womb of their mother. It said when she passed by a place of Torah, Yaakov wanted to run out, and he was pushing out. And when Esau would push out, he would go to Avedah, push, when she walked by a place of Avedah Zorah, Esau would push out to get out. Chesed Pella, he's going to get out. Oh, what's he doing? He's pushing the valley. It seems like a circle absurd. He can't get out that way. What's he doing? So my Chavrusa said like this. He said, it doesn't matter if you know you can't do it. It is irrelevant. We live our lives in Ma'alim Tav anyway. You think you can't get out? You can try anyway. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Try anyway. If you can't get out of your mother's womb, it's tighter. If it's tighter, even though you think you can't do it, you got to try anyway. We have such ability, all of us, that we think we can't do it, and even we have no hasog about the things that we could do, even we just thought about it for a second. When the person thinks he can't do it, try anyway. It doesn't matter. Just try. It says in Pirkei Avos, Lo Yalach HaMalacha Ligmoya. It's not on you to finish the malacha. What does it mean? It doesn't mean don't try so hard because you can't do it anyway. Lo Yalach HaMalacha Ligmoya. It's not on you to finish it. It's Lo Yalacha. Not on you to finish it. It's on me to finish it. You just make your efforts. Lo Yalach HaMalacha Ligmoya. It's not on you to finish it. You just make any effort you can make. You want to come to davening, so try to come to davening. You want to learn Torah, so try and learn Torah. You want to improve your midos, so just try. It's not on you to finish it. It's on me to finish it. We don't have to accomplish everything. We don't have the keiches to accomplish everything. But the Ribbono Shel Olam does. Hashem has all keiches in the world, and He asks so much, just a little effort, just a little bit you can do, and with that little bit, I'll make it gevaldik. You just a little bit of effort you make, and then I'll take myself. The Ribbono Shel Olam says, I'll take that little effort that you make, and I'll make it the gevaldik binyan. Person has to push this into his mind. I try and say it over as many times as I could. The Solomon Rebbe used to always say, Zemachleikis in the Gemara, Rebbe Men, Rebbe Yehuda, if this man at the time when Klai Yisrael is not doing Ritzoino Shel Malkeich, is not doing the Ratzon Hashem, are we still called Bonim? It's like, too nerdy, there's such a good deal in this. Why are they called Bonim? It's always called Bonim. It's machlokes. Rabbi Meir says, even in the time we're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, we're still called Bonim. Rabbi Yehuda holds, if we're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, the will of Hashem, we're not called Bonim. So Chuvza Rashba says, Hagam in Kol Atari Kula, the halacha machlokes, Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and this halacha, and this din, halacha is like Rabbi Meir. Zayshan Rashba. Even though in Kol Atari Kula, the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and this machlokes, halacha is like Rabbi Meir. A yid, even if he's not chas v'sholom, he's not doing the Ratzon Hashem. A yid chas v'sholom is not doing what he should be doing. He's still called a ben. And even in the side of Rabbi Yehuda, he says, they're not called banim. So I can't remember who said it, but it means they're not called banim, but they still are banim. Rabbi Yehuda is not coming to tell you if you're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, you're not a ben. He says, if you're not doing the Ratzon Hashem, you're not called a ben. But if that you still are a ben, we're all children of the Ribbono Shel Olam, a little bit of efforts. We can accomplish noite kazachin, and there's no reason ever for a person to think has for sholim. I just want to get it out of everybody's head. I don't think anybody thinks this way. But piece of garbage, what kind of things I have to say? And neshama, heilig and neshama, person of banim shalmokim, person chas v'sholom did avedus, he's still a ben from the Rebbein Hashem, a son from Hashem, and nobody, no person, no father, no matter what a son does to him, no father ever wants to destroy his children. He's just begging, waiting for the times where his son will turn back to him. And if a person says, he's gone so far away, like this person told me, he's gone so far away, what can he do? He's such a piece of garbage, he's such a nothing. The person said, you're a ben from the Rebbein Hashem, and Hashem says, you're not a piece of garbage, you are my son, and if I want you to come, I want you to come, it's the Torah mitzvahs, I want you to come to Shmir Shabbos, I want you to come daven, I want you to come put on tefillin, I want you to come learn Torah, I just want you to be with me. That's what the Rebbein Hashem says. So in not exactly in Tachlon we say, Shanoidik Achizik for all of us, I mean for me, that say in Tachnun, just to be makdim, just up second, we're going to end right now. We lived in a time, we all know 70 years ago, there's a peldik assault on Agufim. A peldik assault and torture done to the Yiddish Agufim. They destroyed everything we had, destroyed everything we ever thought, destroyed everything that we knew. And now we live in a time where there's a peldik assault on Ruchnitz. Every person turns, they're exposed to all the Ra'ah in the entire world. The person, every sign is a piece of the signs every turn. Every cell phone has the capabilities of connecting to all the worst things in the entire universe. There's just everywhere you turn, just Tum is so available. Tum is so in our face. It's an assault on Ruchnitz. It's an assault of Tumah coming against us. So with Grand Gashmias, there's Ruchnitz. Ruchnitz is the assault and Gashmias is the assault. So Bez Hashem Tak, we're able to say, we say here in Tachnun, says, Habeit Mishamayim Arei. I'm just saying, so we all have to scream at this to feel to Ribbono Shel Olam. It says in Techna, Habeit Mishamayim Arei, Ribbono Shel Olam, look at us. Look, gaze from Shemayim upon us. Gilag v'kelz b'goyim. Because we become the laughing stock by Goyim. They destroy our guf, they destroy our neshamis. Nechshanu kitzayin letevach yuvo. We're considered like sheep being led to the slaughter. Lahadrig, to be killed. Lahabid, to be destroyed. Lamaka, and to be hit to lacherpa, and to become embarrassed. Every person could say that in Gashmias, and every person here could say that in Ruchnias. That everything's coming upon us to kill us, to destroy neshamis, to go destroy us, to tempt us to do things we're not supposed to do. And then it says, "V'cholzois." The pell is that haint our door. The pell is not that people don't do the Ratzon Hashem. The pell is people still do the Ratzon Hashem. We're still shomer Torah mitzvahs. We're still in makbid and all things that we're makbid on and shmir Shabbos and fill everything else. It says, "V'cholzois." We banish alaylam. Even though you've thrown at us horrible things in Gashmias, you throw at us the war, Second World War. We were so destroyed in Agufim. And you throw at us now in America. Noidika of noidika yitzharas. Noidika tumen. Every available in every corner of our lives, we have tumen. Still, we didn't forget about you, Ribbono Shel Olam. And we didn't forget about you. We're still Baruch Hashem coming on a Thursday night to come be in his Torah, hear the Vechizik, and shake ourselves and turn Avodah. Your name we didn't forget. No, Ribbono Shel Olam, forget about us. Tavshin Samech, Tess Ribbono Shel Olam, we know that we're weak. We know we don't have the Kavanah we used to have in davening. We all know we don't have the abilities like the Friedrich and Tzaddikim had, and the Torah and the Avodah. But Ribbono Shel Olam, we do what we can. We can say, V'chol Zois, Hagam, all the Tum, the whole world is thrown at us. All the Tum in every corner that we look, we have Tum being thrown at us and tempting us. us to do wrong things. We should all scream out to Hashem, even with all this onslaught that we have in this world, your name we didn't forget. Don't forget about us. Don't forget about us and bring Taka Mashiach. It's time already. We have enough tzores and ruchnis and gashmis. It's time already for us to be niggle. It's time for all of it to end. And Taka, through our Mesiris Nefesh, a vow that's Mesiris Nefesh, any person coming here, person comes there at night, his children at home, and has a wife at home, a person is able to leave it all to come to learn Torah. Mesiris Nefesh inside the person is exhausted from all his work he had during the day. And so Mesiris Nefesh inside his wife to let him come and help her out, rather come here to learn Torah, to come here on a Thursday night to hear Divrei Chizuk. It's Mesiris Nefesh. A big part of time person turns away and doesn't look at things you're not supposed to look at. It's Mesiris Nefesh. And we said this Chos Taka of that Mesiris Nefesh is one of Choshech. We are Zeicha to Lam and Vav Eiris from Chanukah. We are Zeicha Taka our Mesiris Nefesh tonight. And Mesiris Nefesh we make for Torah and Avodah day in and day out. We are Zeicha to that Or. B'Vesem Hashech B'Mheru Mamesh.
That's what's good.